So anyway, the general situation here demonstrates their differences amongst people and so on. It takes something to measure them. And this early Matheson meter was getting further and further from measuring anything even resembling human beings. And finally, why, we parted company. We didn't use them for a terribly long time because we weren't in an area where we could know anything about them, and we didn't have any meters available. Well, finally, I decided to do some more research on these things and get them back together again in relatively recent times. I think it was about 1958, something on that order, 57. Probably decided it in early 57 or some such time to really brush these things up. Anyway, we got a hold of meters. Maybe it was earlier than that. But because it took a long time to develop. And a fellow named Don Breeding, and basically responsible for the redesign after I laid down the specifications, and Joe Wallace hammered and pounded and fitted germanium crystals to their earlobes and did all sorts of weird and wild things with transistors and batteries and so on, and I kept rejecting it, and they kept simplifying it, and then they'd make it more complicated, and I'd still reject it, and then we'd redesign it, and it went on and on and on, and we finally got a meter that is fairly acceptable. It does everything that you want it to do. This meter right here, the American meter. Now, the British meter, particularly, I think it's the Mark IV British meter, can be held in more accurate balance. But it has two additional knobs, and you balance it with the thing plugged in, and you balance it with it pulled out, the cans pulled out, and it'll hold stably its clear reading and so on very easily. It also turns terribly far down in sensitivity. Now, that becomes very necessary because an individual, as he starts to get clear, starts to get more meter reaction than you can cut out. You know, he just got too much needle reaction. In other words, to get any kind of a reading at all, you've got to start cutting down sensitivity. Well, when your sensitivity doesn't cut down far enough, you just don't get any reading. You got what I'm talking about? Those little things have been remedied. And what's basically important about this meter, and what I'd like to give you very strongly about it, is that because it is a thing with a lot of wires in it and so forth, you forget that perhaps that it has taken far, far, far longer to develop the technology of its use than it did to develop the electronics of its performance. Got it? I have been working on it for just years and years and years. Mary Sue and I in 1951 were working with an E-meter. We plotted the whole track. We did all kinds of interesting things and so on, even with as crude a meter as we had in 1951.